You act like you listened to rap back in the day.
Were Don't you want to rap with me?
No.
Smiling, yeah.
That's not rapping.
That's smiling like I'm on TV. I don't even want to make the animals. Animals. I can't remember the words.
That's the.
That was Brian Duncan.
Who was that?
You just played a real not game. You know Brian Duncan.
I don't know Brian Duncan. I'm not lying. Who's Brian Duncan?
You don't really know Brian Duncan?
Kevin, I would never lie to you.
Stop everything.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Gear Podcast, where truth leads to joy and adventure. I'm your host, Justin Stewart. And as always, well, not as always, but today, I'm here with Kevin. You left me hanging. Hey.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot do that again.
Dude.
You make a fool of yourself.
I was so embarrassed for myself.
Oh, if you missed the last episode, you got to go back and listen to the introduction, because I was home playing a new game that's out.
Right.
Called Omicron. And I lost.
You lost.
Oh, I was out for several days.
Yeah.
But I'm coming back. You can almost hear my voice is a little raspy.
Yeah.
But that has nothing to do with Omicron.
Oh, man. You sound so cool, though.
It's low.
You could be like a rock star. I
have been teaching a ton these last few days, but I'm excited. I'm excited about this podcast. We're talking about one of my favorite parts of the disc today.
Yes, I'm excited. We're going to talk about the C personality, but before we do that, Kevin, I have gotten some great feedback lately on the podcast. It's been
wait
fun.
A second. People listen to this thing?
I literally, my response every time they say that, oh, you listen to the podcast?
I know. People will come up to me in the lobby of the church and they go, we like your podcast. I'm like, oh no, they listen.
That's how I am. So it was a couple weeks ago. I was sitting out in the lobby.
Yeah.
And I forget, I was talking to somebody and a couple was walking by, and I wish I would have got their names, but they were walking by and I laughed. He goes, hey, you're the guy on the podcast.
That they recognized you from your laugh on the podcast.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that is funny.
And then like just last week, another gal stopped me in the lobby and she was like, I love the podcast. And that was my response. You listen to the podcast? Oh,
I had a lady come up and greet me. Might have been the same lady. So we might be talking about one individual, but if you're that individual, thank you.
Yes.
We love you. We need you. But it's just great when people come up and say, hey, they like it. So that's encouraging, and it keeps us coming back for more, because really our heart is to share advice and wisdom that allows you to live life to the fullest, really live life with joy and adventure. That's the heart behind it.
Yeah, and we're talking about personalities, Kevin. We've done two episodes last month, and we got two more that we're doing this month, and we're talking about the DISC personality. So why don't you awesome. Take it away? We're going to talk about the C part of it.
Well, I'll jump into the C. I got to celebrate one quick win for you that just happened this second.
Okay.
I just muted my computer so I wouldn't get any notifications while we're doing this.
Okay.
I hit mute. And then I watched several texts come up on my computer, which would have totally ruined this introduction. I just wanted to celebrate that I didn't screw it up.
That's a big one. Way to go. It is funny because you're like, I never get notifications just a few moments ago, too.
Well, because I turned my volume up because I was playing you some classic music.
Oh, man, that was some great music.
I'm playing Brian Duncan. Brian Duncan's one of my favorite artists growing up as a kid.
Yeah.
Shaped some of my theology of what I believe. And you liked him.
I did. I was very impressed by his musical talent.
We're going to talk about the eyes next part in 2 weeks. And so we'll say how much that blessed me.
I will say that it was neat to watch you get emotional over music from back of the day. Like, you teared up. Like, it was a beautiful thing.
The people are like, get to the C, but let me just say this for a second.
Only the C's are like that.
Oh, come on. Yeah, make me want to hug you. That's the I response.
That's the I.
I love late 70s, early 80s Christian music.
Yeah.
Petra, Whiteheart, Brian Duncan, Imperials. Oh, so good.
I've heard of a few of them.
Anyways, that's not what we're talking about today. Let's get to the C's. C's, conscientious. C's, that's what the C stands for. We're talking about the disc.
That's a tough word. Say that again?
No, I actually ran through it really fast. Thanks for pointing it out. But, you know, we're talking about really out of the text that's found in Psalms. It's a wonderful verse that says, you are wonderfully complex. Everybody's complex.
Yeah.
and we're made by God and how well he knows it. But this idea, when we look at the DISC personality assessment, where each person has a D, an I, an S, or a C, that makeup of that personality. We've talked about the D, and they're the ones, if I give you a quick explanation on words, the D is like, I already knew this. Like, they're just like already there. The S is like, they just agree to just avoid conflict, you know, what we're going to do. We'll get to the I next week. They're the ones that go, I can make every week be about me. I mean, that's the I. They love it. And the C, that's what we're talking about today. They're the most analytical.
Smart people.
Yes. And in fact, when we were prepping this, Tanya, who is a part of our team, our Life and God, Life and Gear podcast team.
Did you almost say Life and God?
No, I did not. though Life and God will give you more joy than Life and Gear. I'll say that. But Tanya, who is on our team here, when we were writing this stuff up, and she's actually sitting on our record team today via FaceTime because she's also playing a game.
Yeah.
Called Omicron, and
she
lost.
She's losing that one, too.
Yeah, but she's with us today. But here's a statement she said when we were writing this. She says, remember, you're speaking to C's this week. We will analyze every word you say. and that is a typical C truth there. But that's what we're going to be talking about, is this whole idea is to better understand ourselves. And I think one of the biggest challenges people faces is accepting who we are, why and how we're wired together. And the goal is to make room for others in our lives to be able to be themselves.
Yeah.
And so today, as we talk about C's, it's to see the value of the C and see what they bring to life and accept them for, in a sense, who they are and how they approach life. I will say today's letter, C, is the one that I am least like.
Yes, that's very true.
I don't have very much C in me.
Nope.
But I also need C's in my life. I surround myself with C's.
And you do that because you don't have C tendencies, really.
Right. They make my life better because they cover many of the weaknesses that I have.
Yeah.
And they love to do that which I can't stand to do.
Oh.
And then they look at me and they go, I would never want to do what you do. And that helps us be great teams working together. So let's jump into this again.
Yeah.
What is the C? You know, they're compliant, they're analytical. And the C is the perfectionist.
Okay.
Let me give you some observations about a C. When they go to buy something, they're slow.
Oh,
like they do lots of research. Yep. They're fact finders. They want to know. Like my older brother is a C. I can do all of the research. I can figure out all of the what is the best thing that he needs to buy.
Yeah.
And I can say, this is what you need to get.
Yeah.
And he'll go, thank you so much. And then he will go spend twice as long researching that, which I just researched to make sure that it's, and it just, it dry. But that's that, the C's. They're slow buyers.
Yeah.
They avoid conflict. They don't like conflict.
Right, at all.
No, they're a little bit like the S in that way. They avoid conflict. Their body language is reserved. They're often arms folded.
It's so funny. Why is that?
That we would need a C to tell us that. We're both eyes having a party.
We're hugging each other.
they're analytical. So their body languages say, I'm not accepting what you say just because you said it.
Yeah.
I'm analyzing what you say to determine if I will accept it or not. And that body language comes across. When they write an email, their email will be direct.
Yeah.
It will be to the point, and it will include a lot of data.
So that's the difference between a C and a D in an email?
Yes.
A D is just going to be direct only.
Yes.
Whereas a C is going to add the details.
Yeah, like this. Put the data. Like if you get an email from a D, it will say, do this now, please. Maybe you might get a please, maybe not.
If they're healthy or not.
A C will say, please do this. And then bullet points, why and how.
And how.
They're going to have all the details there for you.
They like to follow the rules.
They are by the book person.
Like, give me more rules so I can follow them.
C's know the rules and most often wrote the rules.
And then they get mad when I's break the rules.
Did you know that C, and when the DISC first came out, C stood for control?
Really?
but they didn't feel like that was positive enough, so they changed the word. But what C's will do is C's will control their environment by rules. If something goes wrong, often the C's first response is create a policy.
Okay, yeah.
Create a policy.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it's not always wrong. You need C's around because if you don't have any kind of policy, you have chaos.
Right.
So they can help form that. And the way they release stress, alone time.
Oh, that's so...
C's...
I don't get it.
C's love to be alone.
That is their go-to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how their tank gets full.
Yes. So like for when we talk about the I's or the S's, their tank gets filled up when they're with people.
Yeah.
Now get this. While their tank is being filled up, a D and a C is being drained. And then when they're alone, the I and the S tank is draining, but the D and the C's tank is filling up. So you see the opposite.
That's crazy.
One is people. The I and the S is people oriented. The D and the C are task oriented.
Which it speaks to just the value of what you talked about of understanding our own personalities allows us to understand other people's personalities so that when you and I are I's, when we're with D's or C's and they just want to go be alone, we're not offended by that.
We're not taking it personal.
They need to refill their tank.
Right. They're just saying, I'm out.
And if they understand that about us, then it's the same thing when, hey, I just want to hang out with you.
Right. Well, they need to say, okay, this is going to cost me.
Right.
You know, it comes at a cost. It comes at a cost when they don't want to hang, but they're going to recharge. And it comes at a cost to them when they want to hang because we're draining them. We're much taking from them.
We're taking from that tank.
Exactly. Right. But you know what? I would say this as the C's. I think it's important. And this is easy for me to say this because C's bring some of the greatest value to my life. C's have a lot of value.
Yeah.
They are conscientious. They take their work personally. They're going to give you, when they work, they're going to give you their best in their work. And here's why. Because their work is an extension of themselves.
Okay.
Now, this is very important to know. If you're working with a C or you're married to a C, be very aware that their work is an extension to themselves. And one of the things I would say C's you want to be careful of is when people attack or criticize
critique
your work, C's can often take that personal.
Sure.
Like you are critiquing me because it's an extension of themselves. And you need to, that might not be the case because like an I wants you to critique their work because you're just talking about them. They don't care if it's positive or negative. You know, you're just talking about them. But a C, if you approach it the same way, a C will become hurt, maybe offended, maybe upset when you begin, so that you have to do it in the right way because it's an extension of themselves. And that's a value because you're going to get quality work from a C because they put themselves in it. C's are loyal and they're dedicated. They give their best ability, but they're dedicated. They're committed to you. I hate to say this next one, because every C in my life is going to throw this in my face.
Mm.
Here it is. C's are the best drivers.
I don't agree.
I know. I don't agree either.
I think they're wrong.
I wish.
No.
Here's the deal. They follow the rules. And guess what?
Just because they follow the rules doesn't make them good.
Research proves this.
I don't.
C's did the research.
They did all the research on themselves. I don't believe it.
No, it's true. They're conscientious, so they're thinking about other people. C's are defensive drivers. They're going to follow the rules. I mean, the evidence is there.
Mm.
So if you're listening to this with a C, you can just look at them and say, you're the best driver. I hate it.
I'm just going to agree to disagree right now.
One of the things that that C's bring, though, is they maintain high standards. They're not going to allow slacking.
No.
They're not going to allow shortcuts.
They get stuff done.
Yeah, they're committed to making things better. You know what's great about a C is they'll take a D idea and they'll actually make it work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the C's are great. And then the D's need C's. Everybody needs a C around, you know, because they help bring structure to everything that we're talking about.
And they do that by asking right questions.
Yes. You know what their question is?
What?
Prove it. They're not just going to take everything you say on gross observations, which, you know, I've had to learn that personally because I got C's in my life.
Yeah.
And they like to ask lots of questions. And I've had to learn the value of their questions.
Yeah.
It slows me down. It takes time to process through it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm not ready to, I'm brainstorming and you're asking me how to questions.
Right.
And I'm just thinking how what questions.
Right.
But it's worth it.
I've been in meetings with you with that, and I love your response in those moments of, a lot of times you'll say, I don't like that question, but it's the right question.
Yes. Oh.
And I think for a C, you're speaking to them like they're being successful. They're doing their job.
I have found, excuse me.
You need a cough?
Yes, I got Omicron working in me. Have fun editing that one out, or everyone's just throwing up right now. But don't worry, I swallowed it. Okay, so here's the thing. I have found that when a C is asking questions, they're complimenting your idea. Mm-hmm. And your first response is going to be, you're attacking my idea. Mm-hmm. No, they are processing your idea and are asking questions because they want to buy in and they want to understand it. So I've had to navigate that and go, oh, that's the right question. And here's the other thing I've learned working with C's. If you're married to a C or working with a C, this is important. You don't always have to answer all their questions.
Oh, good. I like that clarification.
Sometimes you can just simply say, that is a great question.
Yeah.
I'm going to come to it. They're just wanting to make sure the question is being asked.
Yeah.
They don't even need it answered right away. They just want to make sure it's asked that we're doing our due diligence.
Do C's, are they afraid to ask questions, or they're that's not a problem for them? They're just always going to ask the questions.
They're processing all of the information through questions.
Okay.
And they're going, well, what about this? And what about that? And how about this? And it doesn't mean they're attacking it. They're processing it. That's how they process.
When you're brainstorming, because I know sometimes when you're in a brainstorming session, you just need to get a bunch of ideas out. What is your response when you're asking? They're asking questions, and you don't need those questions?
That's a great question. I think one of the things I can do is the first thing you do, and you just alluded to this earlier, is you compliment them for asking the question.
Yeah.
Because their work is an extension of themselves.
That's good.
And so you want to say, thanks for that question. Let's get to those details in a little bit because we need to. Then reaffirm that those are the right questions.
Yeah.
But before we get there, let's talk big picture first.
Perfect.
And I think that then they acknowledge
my
questions are valued, my questions are right, and there's a timing for them, and we'll get to them.
Cool.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
And then they can continue to engage if you're in a big brainstorming. And one of the other things you value is one of their questions is in brainstorming can trigger new ideas in the brainstorming.
Yeah.
So don't just shut it down. Yeah. Just find that rhythm with it.
So that's one way we communicate. What are some other ways that we communicate with C?
I think for a C, prepare in advance.
Oh.
If you go into a meeting with a C, I worked with a director who was directing some of my camps that I used to run back in the day. And whenever I would call her on the phone, I would prepare before I would call her
because
she's going to ask a whole bunch of questions.
Yeah.
And if I call and I don't have some of those answers, she's going to feel like I'm unprepared.
Yeah.
And then she's going to be frustrated.
Yeah.
So I would lay out certain things and then I'd have enough information so she knew, okay, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I can go in. So be prepared, be direct, and be task oriented. They love checklists.
Yeah.
So, hey, I want to give you five things that we need to get done.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. And they're like, got it, on it, we're over it. Give them time to process. I work with a guy here at the church named Phil. And Phil, he always makes it into our podcast one way or the other.
We love Phil.
We love Phil. And he is a C, classic C.
Yeah.
And one of the things that has helped us in our working relationship is – I'll present an idea to him, and I'm an I. I want instant feedback, and I want you to tell me that you love me and that it's phenomenal. And he will look at it, and at first, when we first started working, he would look at me and not, like, dead air like this.
Just
awkward, you know? Some of you are like, what happened? And that's what I've been thinking.
Would
I'm like,
he just stare at you?
Yeah, he would just stare past me or at me, and I'm like, what? And I go, did you hear me? I found I was repeating everything. And he goes, no, I'm just processing what you're saying. You know, like when a Mac gets the beach ball that just spins?
Yeah, I don't get that on mine.
Yeah. That's what a C can sometimes do. They go beach ball on me.
Right, right.
And so what he says to me now is I'll present an idea to him, and he goes, processing, processing. And it's not because he's a bad processor. He's a deep, rich processor. Yeah. And if we don't have his processing, nothing's going to get done to the level
well,
it needs
to. Let's be honest. You go to jail if he doesn't do that.
But his job is to keep me out of jail. And so I think that's, you know, you got to give them time to process.
Yeah.
If you disagree with them.
This is fun.
Do you disagree with C's?
Dude, you better have some facts.
Oh, you better have evidence because they are going to take.
It better be a PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, they're going to take you to task. I just got a cold sweat thinking about disagreeing with a C. Because they're going to go, yeah, but what about this? 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 You're just going to be overwhelmed. And you're like, I don't know. You're going to look like a fool.
Oh, man. They will destroy you.
Yeah. And I think the other thing in communicating with the C is got to allow them to have their space.
Sure.
Give them time. They're bubble people.
Yeah.
C's are bubble people. They want, they're going to control who's coming in and out of their bubble. And you just got to let them be able to do that. Yeah. So.
What I love about what we've been doing with these different personalities is we have been doing a lot of biblical application as well. So what's some biblical application?
Good job. Nice for him.
Words are tough. What's the word? Conscientious?
Yeah, thanks. Oh, yeah. Point out my weakness when you're struggling.
That's unhealthy. I know.
Yeah, there's some great biblical advice to all C's that will help them be great, better people. Again, mm-hmm. we're all uniquely designed and put together. And
wonderfully complex.
And can I tell every C that's listening? I need you. The world needs you. But most importantly, God needs you. Be a C.
Yeah.
Be who God put you together to be. But I think all of this advice that I'm going to share here in a couple seconds, I think it applies to all of us because we all have a little bit of C in us because we all have all the disc in us.
Sure.
But I think this applies to all of us. And I think here's the number one thing to start off. And maybe I have three number ones, but here's what it would be. Perfection is not the goal.
Yeah.
I did a podcast recently on the good enough line.
Yeah.
And the good enough line, if you're a C, go re-listen to that podcast and then you can tell me that you listened to it. But the C, that's a freeing thought for them because perfection is not the goal. You know, there's an emotional factor for C's.
Yep.
And everybody has an emotional factor, something that, and for the C, it's fear.
Really?
Like the D is anger.
Yeah.
And the S is loss of security.
Yeah.
For the C, the emotional factor is fear. They never want to make a mistake and they never want to be wrong.
Mm.
The C wants to be as perfect as they can. It's why they ask so many questions. It's why they want so many details. No one, get this, no one is harder on a C than a C.
Yeah.
Than themselves.
Is that why, because we were talking about Phil, is that why he always says, I'm 99% sure?
He's never 100% on anything.
Right.
Yeah, and because he doesn't want to say something 100% and be wrong.
That's crazy.
He gives himself an out at 99.9. Right. We're gonna talk about eyes later. I'm thinking, but I'm 110% on everything.
Always.
Yeah, and you know he's never 100%. But the C's put themselves into their work, and they have a tendency to beat themselves up.
Yeah.
And they feel like they're only accepted by social networks if they hit perfection. So they struggle with social relationships often because they feel like they need to hit perfection.
Yeah.
And it's easier just to isolate than to risk it. In fact, going back to Phil, we're talking about Phil. When he first started working here, many of us would go out to lunch.
Yeah.
And he's a C. He's like, have fun.
He's
like,
going
to sit in his office. And I walked into his office when we were going to lunch one day, and I said, you know, I get you're a C, but I need you to come to lunch with us.
Yeah.
Because our team needs you around them. Yeah. For you to help us be better.
Yeah.
And then what I did is I turned lunch into a task.
Oh.
He loved it.
Good.
And then it made sense to him.
Yeah.
And you got to be careful a little bit about that. Everything can go to an extreme. But they can feel like they never measure up.
Yeah.
And yet they help everyone around them measure up.
Yeah.
And they can, and in that process, they lose their joy of life. And that's why we're talking about this, how to live life with joy and adventure. If you're a C, perfection is not your goal.
In their pursuit of perfection, do C's burn out quicker than other personalities?
That's a good question. And I know, let me just say it this way. I don't know if they burn out quicker because I can see I's burn out pretty quick as well.
Yeah.
I think D's can burn out other people.
Sure.
And S's can go a long time until they explode. Yeah. So I think everybody has their own trigger on that one. But C's have an ability to put up with a lot.
Yeah.
what they'll do is once they start just creating more and more rules and more policy,
yeah.
it shows that they're frustrated and they're trying to grasp control.
Yeah.
And that can be a trigger that you can be aware of.
So maybe it's not quicker, but when they do burnout, it's harder. Like it's a much deeper burnout. Like,
you know what I would say? I would say this for me. I can spot a burnout in a D and an I coming. I have a hard time spotting burnouts in C's.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then when C's burn out, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Everything seems great, but right. their burnout and their frustration is deeply internal. Yeah. And I would even say so much so that they might not even know.
Okay, that's fair.
They're just beating themselves up,
yeah.
feeling like they're the
used
issue.
To doing that. Yeah. So, yeah, that so makes
that
sense.
That could be it. Let me give you a second thing. So I think the first thing is perfection is not the goal. And I think that's just give yourself a break. Don't let perfection be the requirement. Just embrace some of the mess of your life.
Yeah.
And I would say C's, it's okay that you're perfectly screwed up. if perfection is your goal, great. You're perfectly screwed up, just like everybody else. And it gives yourself a little bit of grace.
That's an out. That's that 1%.
Yeah, exactly. So I think number one, perfection is not the goal. Number two is I call it the yeah, but.
Okay.
This is everything that C's need to be aware of. It's paralysis by analysis.
I love that.
They take their time. They're taking time to process everything, to look at it, to determine what the win is going to be in everything. But in that processing, make sure that you don't deal with paralysis. That's the inability to make a decision.
Yeah.
Because there's always more information to discover.
Yeah.
There's always more. So I can struggle with that. When I'm in my doctoral program,
right.
and I'm writing papers, research papers.
Wait, you're getting your doctorate?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I found this website. You just send in a little bit of money. When you're writing your paper, it's a research paper. There's always more research.
Yeah.
And one of my professors told me, you know, you're reaching the end of your research when you keep reading the same thing more than once. Mm. When you experience that deja vu feel.
Yeah.
You should be writing at that point, not looking for more research at them. That has been a huge help for me because there comes a time when you got to stop seeking and start doing.
Yeah.
And that's a good rule for C's because they're great at yeah, but. That's why I called it number two, yeah, but. But, you know, I think it's important when you put feet to action.
Yeah.
You know, I think when it sees come to their faith, I would say don't make following God complicated. Sees are great at religion.
Really? Yeah.
They love religion. Why do they love religion?
Because it's information.
Yeah, it's information. It's rules.
Yeah, and rules.
Don't do this. Don't do that. Yep. Don't do this. Don't do that. Sees love religion because they love rules, but they struggle with relationship.
Yeah.
And God's not looking for rule followers.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
That's great.
He's looking for a relationship. And I think that's a great thing for C's to go, you know what? God's going to take me as I am. And I would say, you know, don't worry about it. Don't worry about things. But trust and move forward and say, you know what? The key is a real, authentic relationship. That would be the key there.
I like that.
And then I would say one more thing that I think is important is C's, can I speak to you directly on this one? And that is, we need your analytical deep thinking. We need your processing.
Yeah.
We need you to ask the questions.
Yeah.
We may not like your questions and realize that, but we need them.
Yeah.
We need them at the right time.
Yeah.
But we need them because you, C's, while you're trying to be perfect, what's so wonderful about them is they're trying to help us be perfect too.
Yeah.
And if we can see, this is so important, if you're married to a C or working with a C, if we can give them the benefit of the doubt that they have our best interest in mind, we will begin to value everything they bring.
That's good.
And then when we go and we talk about their work, we can see that they put themselves in it. They've given of their best.
Yeah.
So you start by complimenting, you know.
Just because of celebration.
Yeah, you've done so well. I have one question.
Yeah.
and you ask them a question about something if you need to be reworked.
Good. Yeah.
And it allows them to go, oh, I can fix that. They want to achieve.
Let me fix it. I'll fix it.
Exactly. And I would say if you know a C, see their value.
Yeah.
Point it out to them. Lean into it and give them grace.
Yeah.
I think that's when you get that whole picture of a C. Yeah, that is. That is for everyone. I think when you see that whole picture, the C's are wonderful.
Yeah.
They're wonderfully made, and we need them in our life.
Yeah. Well, honestly, Kevin, that was such a good conversation about the C personality. I love just diving into these different personalities. And so we have one more left.
Come on. We're saving the best. I shouldn't say that. For last.
Hey, yeah, we're not supposed to say best anymore.
Oh, that's right. That's a podcast coming up.
Oh, man, that'll be a good one. Yeah. Everyone's like, what is that all about?
Don't say the best. But eyes.
Yes.
I love eyes.
I love eyes, too.
Everyone's throwing up, but you and I are in eyes. We'll talk about that next in 2 weeks. Because we're doing 2 a month right now.
Boom. This is the last month of it, though.
Yeah, we're back to you. Oh, and I know what's coming next month, but I'm not going to tell you.
What?
No, that you have to. We're talking about eyes in the next podcast.
Okay, okay.
In the next podcast, I'll tell you where we're going in the next month.
Eyes.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
As always, don't forget to follow us on our podcast. You got all kinds of different ways to listen to it: Spotify, Apple, Google, and Stitcher. And don't forget to check out our awesome, awesome website, lifeingear.com.
Man, your team did such a great job putting that together. Oh, so and then also check us out on Instagram, Facebook. Hey, would you do something for us? Leave us a review.
Yeah.
Give us some ideas if you want us to cover something or go deeper on something that we talked about in the past podcast. We take those suggestions. We'd love to do that and jump into that. And thank you. Thank you for being a listener and making this so much fun.
That's awesome. Well, that's all we have for you today. I'm your host, Justin Stewart. And as for Kevin and myself, I have problems with words. As for Kevin and myself, thanks for listening to the Life in Gear podcast, where truth leads to joy and adventure.
Boom.